Hey, Dog Pound, start out the season with the freshest Cleveland Browns gear. Visit the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Cleveland Browns mobile app. Time to bark, Dog Pound, and you do it with the proud gear of the Cleveland Browns. Good stuff there, by the way. Check it out. Also, check out clevelandbrowns.com. All the content, you can hear the show on there. You can get clips from this show afterward, and make sure you're downloading the Cleveland Browns app, a very cool app. But check out the content. Nathan Zagura's outstanding videos.
Oh,
we've got written material by Kevin Jones and yours truly. So plenty of stuff to keep you busy, keep you informed on the Cleveland Browns. All right, Dow Loggins, the quarterback's coach for the Browns, met with reporters after yesterday's practice, and we've got some clips from that. It was a lot of interesting stuff that he talked about. A lot of it, most of it probably, not surprisingly, about Johnny Manziel. But let's start it off by hearing what Dow Loggins had to say about how it's been like with the quarterbacks working together.
The room has been extremely good. You know, they work together really well. You know, so they help each other, and it goes both ways. And you know, so we're you know, with Connor in there and Tyler was up until today, it's been good.
You know, it's funny to me when you think about this quarterback situation and how quickly this quarterback situation has changed with the addition of Rex Grossman and all these things that are coming. You're going to see, I think, a different dynamic now because Rex Grossman has been brought in to really work with the quarterbacks, right. I think, as much as be a quarterback.
Right.
So
right.
I think it's a change with Tyler Thigpen, who was there to be a quarterback and compete with Connor Shaw. Rex Grossman, I think, is probably pretty sure he's going to be the third quarterback and also is happy to come in there and kind of help the rest of the guys in the room. Now, one of the relationships that we have not heard a ton about is that between Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel. And Dowell was asked, how has Hoyer helped Johnny in the meeting rooms?
Just in the meeting room, you know, he's a guy that's been around a long time. He's played for a lot of good coaches. He understands defense, some of the stuff that Johnny didn't do in college. Then, you know, he'll chime in and help him with the, you know, hey, this is cover six, this is how I know it's cover six. And just those things, the tricks of the trade, the wily vet that, you know, he has those.
Yeah, and I think for sure, as much as this has been a competition, from everything I've heard, Brian Hoyer has done his part to be a teammate, too, and try to help out Johnny Manziel. And I don't think it's just lip service. As much as he could feel that sense of, hey, look, I want, you know, this is my job. And he's been very, very forthright, Hoyer has, in saying until I'm told otherwise. But it doesn't mean he doesn't function as a good teammate. And that's part of the training, the learning that he had as a member of the New England Patriots, being around a Tom Brady, and understanding that a quarterback of that magnitude will impart and share his knowledge. Now, Brady can feel much more secure than Hoyer and just about any other quarterback in the league and therefore have no worries about sharing knowledge. But I think to be a good teammate, and it's good for you as a player, I think, to get into those discussions about what's seen and what's going on. It can also help your game.
I think it's important, right? You want to download as much as possible. And it is an interesting dynamic, though, because this isn't the secure veteran with the rookie. This is a guy who's trying to basically forge his own NFL career at the same time that Johnny Manziel is trying to get his started. So it is interesting, but it is good to see that they are communicating. Dow Loggins was asked, the quarterback coach of the Browns, what are you looking for from both quarterbacks?
The bottom line is we want to see who leads the team and gets us in the end zone the most. And both those guys have done a really good job, and I'm excited to see the process as it goes on.
Yeah, get into the end zone. And we had this discussion earlier about the red zone woes of this football team, that all the offense they had against Detroit came from our guest in the first hour, Billy Cundiff. And good for Billy that he's reliable enough to make those field goals. Bad for the Browns that they're not getting touchdowns from the red zone. And, of course, the quarterback's coach of the Browns, Dow Loggins, would be asked this. Who's winning the quarterback battle?
You know what, it's day-to-day, and you know, I'm not going to comment on who's ahead because it's not time to make that decision yet, and we have a long process until we do. But, you know, they're both getting better every day, and they're both doing really good things.
Safe answer.
It is a safe answer, but it is interesting that Mike Penn has said all along that he is going to be consulting heavily with Kyle Shanahan and Dow Loggins on this quarterback decision.
Right.
And if you were to listen to Mike Pettine's words, it sounds that Brian Hoyer is the starter. Nothing has changed on the depth chart. He's the starter. But every time you get a Kyle Shanahan or a Dow Loggins quote, neither quarterback is ahead and it's a dead heat.
Right. And that is what's consistently said. And I can understand where that's coming from because I think, first of all, with Hoyer, What he hasn't done is anything dramatic, spectacular to say he could be the only guy starting for this team. That it's just, you know, your eyes tell you that it's him and nobody else. He hasn't had that kind of camp. I didn't think he would have that kind of camp. But he also hasn't had the kind of camp that says, oh, my God, you can't even think of putting him out there. I think when he has struggled in certain situations where you'd like him to be more consistent, step up. But it hasn't been awful. I wouldn't call it nightmarish. I would call it a guy in some ways, shape, or form, feeling the stress of the competition. By the same token, Johnny Manziel, all I can say about his situation, I'll say a lot more than this, but it's just a matter of time. And is time going to be the friend with the timetable of this thing being settled after this game Monday night, at least according to the head coach? So if it has to be settled in less than a week, in a matter of days, is that enough time to say that he's learned all he needs to learn, caught up as far as he needs to catch up to be the starter? The logic in me says no.
Yes.
Just logic, but it doesn't mean,
that he won't.
That wouldn't be the or that even if he doesn't, that they'll say, well, he's got enough. They could do that too. Nathan,
they certainly
right?
could do that too.
So he's got enough, and he'll improvise the rest because that's
what he does.
Johnny Manziel.
That's what he does. And finally, thoughts on Johnny Manziel and how Kyle Shanahan, sorry, not Mike, can help him.
He's an extremely talented guy. He can throw from the pocket. You know, the thing that's going to help us is Kyle's experiences with Robert and things they did in Washington, and being able to move him around and do different things with him.
But here's the thing, and it's germane to the discussion because of Monday night's game being in Washington. I see some big differences, though, between Manziel and Robert Griffin III, the rookie. Robert Griffin III, the rookie, you knew what you were getting. The system that he came from in Baylor also was a very simplified system, probably even more so, I dare say, than Texas A&M's system. For a very bright guy who is capable academically of handling a ton, and he did, and was an outstanding student in high school and in college, and a guy that it was very important, I think, also to his parents to make sure education came along with football. All of that said, the Redskins, and especially Kyle Shanahan and Mike Shanahan, made sure he was working with something that he understood and could be effective with as a rookie. They knew going in he was going to start from the moment he was made the second overall pick of the draft, that they made that trade with St. Louis to get that pick. Therefore, I think all systems were devised to simplify it and make it work for him. And unlike this team, where I think with the Brian Hoyer option, I think they've stuck truer to their more expansive offense here, right? So Johnny Manziel is working with a heavier load
significantly
by far than Robert Griffin III did.
Significantly, because right now Kyle Shanahan has to prepare the veritable smorgasbord that can suit either Brian Hoyer or Johnny Manziel, whereas in Washington, it was clear the offense was going to be tailed for RG3 from day number one. All right, let's go now to the mailbag, final edition of the mailbag here on this Mailbag Wednesday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We bring in our producer, Matt Fontana. What's up, Matt?
What's up, guys? TX Runner 1 wants to know, will Travis Benjamin be returning kicks and or punts Monday night in D.C.?
I don't think so. I still think they're going to do the preservation thing with him, keep him away from those returns. I've talked with Chris Tabor about this. I don't think he necessarily feels he has to see the guy return kicks in a preseason format and expose him to the risks of doing so. I think it's still a little more of the Taylor Benjamin return role that's going to be in that game. Have you heard anything to the contrary?
No, I actually talked with Travis Benjamin, and we'll have some of that in inside training camp today on, of course, ClevelandBrowns.com.
Nice transition.
Yeah, it was a nice transition. But he said about that, you know, he expects to play some receiver. He's not sure if the coaches are going to have him do returns in that game just yet.
All right, guys, Perry wants to know the chances that Justin Gilbert plays versus Washington on Monday, and how detrimental can a groin injury be to a cornerback?
He was back at practice today, did some work in 11-on-11s. I fully expect him to play, and he's another person that I interviewed today for Inside Training Camp on ClevelandBrowns.com. So Justin Gilbert says that he will play, is fully expecting to play on Monday.
Yeah, a groin injury, I mean, in terms of if you've ever dealt with one, as a civilian, non-athlete football player, get very severe. They usually happen when you do athletic things, or in my case, do athletic things you shouldn't do, and then pay a price. weekend warrior stuff. But I'll tell you what, for an athlete, for a runner, for a corner, yeah, it can be troublesome because it's a position of full-time running, and you've got to be optimum. You're going to keep pace with guys who are running, you know, 4.2, 4.3, 40-yard dashes, even though you may have comparable speed. When you've got that to deal with, it affects that emotion. And I'm just speaking from – affects that motion, and I think I'm speaking just from – talking with a lot of players through the years who've dealt with this, especially at either the coverage or pass catching positions. All right, we got to thank some people for being a part of this show, and we enjoyed the fact that we had Billy Cundiff on here, the kicker for the Browns. Great stuff from him. Of course, we got to thank our executive producer Jason Gibbs for putting all of this together. Our producer in studio, Matt Fontana, for his outstanding work with us right along while we've been in training camp and keeping it on the rails. Hooley and Gerard will be coming up next. That'll be Bruce Hooley and Gerard Cherry. They'll follow up, and I'm sure they might talk about a couple of Browns topics or two or three. All this speculative stuff that's going on.
Sage Rosenfeld did say that he will confirm it as soon as he can, unless Schefter, Mort, or Glazer beat me to it.
See, he's trying to make his way in the media. Good luck with you. Good luck to that with Sage Rosenfeld. All right, for Nathan, I'm Vic. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.